Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about residential pricing strategies.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Hey, Marcia, let's talk about pricing strategy and how you do that with single family homes.
Well, it's so unpredictable right now. I don't know how the appraisers are doing it. I admire their efforts to really find a basis for these prices we're selling properties at. It's going pretty well, though. The appraisers are keeping up with the market. I think it's a realization that it's not a bubble. It is a supply side problem, which is a little bit different. It's not something that's going to tank and remain and make these buyers vulnerable in the future.
Well, we've talked about you receiving multiple offers on a property. So how do you do that when you're helping advise a seller on where to price their property?
Well, like an appraiser, we look at history to base our planning number on, but that's not necessarily the optimum sales price available in this market today. If there's one home for sale under $500,000 in the Ferry Street Bridge area, we should play the heat of that market in a respectful way. We've got to honor these buyers and make the process predictable. But let's say we put the home in the market Thursday. Over the weekend, people view the property, and by the following Wednesday, they have to get their offer in front of the seller. So we set a deadline. And so what we're going to do is we're going to set the price a little tighter than what you guess it will sell for, because you cannot predict what it will sell for. You're trying to get all the people you can through the front door to start that auction type scenario.
Okay. And do you just call for best and final offers when agents start putting in bids or putting in offers? How do you do that?
There are not a lot of second chances in this market. So to hold your hand is not a wise strategy. I'd say decide what it's worth to you. Decide what it will be worth to you in this market, given the other opportunities or limited opportunities you may need to move now. Make a smart choice, but also recognize that you're not going to get it unless you're really aggressive.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is if you're advising a seller and let's say the property would sell or you'd list it for $500,000, you're recommending listing it slightly below so you have an auction-like atmosphere and a flood of buyers looking and interested?
Yes, what you've got to do is you've got to get as many people through the front door as possible. Like any auction, if you think about an art auction, they do price it out of the gate lower than they anticipate the sale to be. And that is to get the interest and the heat and the emotions going. If you go inside a house, then you've got the emotional attachment to it and you want it more, and then you'll raise your price on your own to get that property.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a fascinating market I'm learning every day. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.